This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How many more dead bodies do we have to show the world before the world comes alive? How many more casualties do you need to see before your heart comes alive? But I also want to say, as a Palestinian, first and foremost, thank you to the free people of Ireland. Thank you for your consistent voice. Thank you for showing the world what its streets should look like. And as a Palestinian American, I come to you from the belly of the beast while my people are in its fangs. We are at a crucial moment in this genocide, and every single moment has been crucial. But Benjamin Netanyahu seeks a final solution to the Palestinian problem. He seeks to once and for all carry out his plan for ethnic cleansing, which he has been repeating for decades. And I want us to recognize that as we're standing here today, that the numbers cannot dwindle, not in the streets of Ireland, nor in the streets of the United States, that we cannot buckle, nor can we tire, because Israel has only increased in its aggression, and the powers that be have only increased in their impotence in the face of that aggression. And so the power of the people has to only increase, and the numbers have to only increase. And we have to remain not just steady and steadfast, but we have to grow this movement until the people of Palestine can walk as freely in their streets as we walk in these streets. For years, Israel has sought to isolate the Palestinian cause from the causes of freedom around the world, and they have failed. For years, Israel has sought to isolate the Palestinian people from the free people of the world, and they have failed. It's not just the physical barriers that they have erected with that apartheid wall. They have sought to place a barrier between the Palestinian plight and people of conscience around the world, because they know that if most normal human beings with a beating heart would see the daily crimes of the occupation even before this genocide, then they would be as outraged as you all are. But they have failed. And I want you to recognize that as they seek to lower these flags in the streets of Palestine, for every flag that they lower in Palestine, we have to raise a billion flags. For every building that they demolish, we have to surround a million buildings, especially the buildings of power. For every single Palestinian that they kill, we have to come out as millions and millions and millions of people to say that that life was not taken in vain. For every single journalist, for every single voice that they eliminate, we have to become a million voices in the place of that voice. And for decades, the Palestinian people have remained steadfast. They've refused to go away. They've refused to be intimidated. They've refused to let the occupation break their spirit. And just as the Palestinian people have refused to go away, the allies of Palestine must refuse to go away. The governments of the world want you to be dejected. They want you to see these numbers of 80% and 90% and see that your voices have not mattered, so stop raising your voices. They want you to believe that all of these protests have been for nothing. But we are seeing in our own lifetime, finally, 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 the Israeli propaganda machine is coming crumbling down. And if they have, there are more people in the world saying free Palestine today than possibly ever before. And if they have the power of media and money, we have the power of the truth and the people. So, thank you once again. for your support. Thank you for your solidarity. Please make sure that you continue to show up. Please make sure that you continue to reach out to people that you've seen before that have stopped showing up, that are feeling dejected. Continue to inspire. Continue to be inspired. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.